musanyukire yaguza egena maso ngomwongere engalo
ezamaanyi
olw'abaweereza abavudde waggulu abavudde mu kitongole ekyokutaano ekitongole ekyenkolagana byenkolagana z'obwakatonda mu gavumenti ya katonda mu gavumenti z'abaana b'abantu gavumenti ey'omu masekati erina dipatimenti ezefaananyirizaako ezo eziri mu gavumenti z'omu nsi okusobola okutabaganya n'otulungamya tukole okwagala kwa katonda ku nsi tumwebaza katonda omuyinza ebintu byonna omusumba Gilton n'abaweereza baweereza nabo atumwongere katonda kitaffe engalo ez'amaanyi wamu n'ekigambo kye mukama waffe yesu kristo ate wamu n'omwoyo omutukuvu tubeebaze n'olw'enkumi n'enkumi
z'abamalayikaera
bulijjo abatuweereza
mu
linnya lya mukama waffe yesu
omwana
wa katonda
omulamu
mpola mpola ng'otwala ekifo kyo Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Eh mukama tukoze bulungi.
Yes, God has done good to us.
Era yongero tukola bulungi.
And he put on to do goodness to us.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
So twagala okulabikanga tweyongerayo.
So we want to move on.
Mu linnya lya mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Mutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamone musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musumba for Bible.
And our Bible reader.
Pastor Robin Samson Uganda.
Tubaagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mu buweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongerayo.
Again to move you on.
N'olugendo lwaffe olw'eggulu mu bufunze.
With our heavenly journey in the summary.
Nga tweyongerayo n'olugendo lwaffe olw'eggulu olwatama mu Bayibuli
as we move on with our heavenly biblical journey
era nga tukyagenda mu maaso n'eggulu ery'okusatu
and we still move on with the third heaven
olusuku lwa Katonda
the paradise of God
awamu ne namulondo ya Katonda
even the throne of God yes
wasi w'omutwe ogw'enteeka ogw'ekitabo ky'enteekateeka ya Kanuna Mutayika esembayo ku nsi
under the heading of the book of God's mega last agenda on the earth
mwetulaba NBs omwenda
where we see 9 NBs
ebigambo ebyensongeramu nankizo
what's meaningful and both key
ebyokusaako nyesira
to put on emphasis
mu kuweereza kwa Funo of God International Ministries
in full knowledge of God International Ministries
ne mu kuyitibwa kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna
and in God's worldwide call
kusinziira mu Africa Uganda
basing in Africa Uganda
wabula bwe twatuuka ku NBN ey'omunaana
but when we reached this NB number 8
ne tutandika okulaba engeri Katonda gyeyambikulamu ekitabo ky'okujjukizira amawanga gonna
and we began to see where God revealed me the book of remembrance to all nations
ekitabo ky'okuddizibwa obujja n'okuzza obujja okw'ebintu byonna.
The book of revival and restoration of all things.
Y'omugone ku nsi.
Of heavens and earth.
Okuyita mu lugendo lw'eggulu olwatambula mu Bayibuli okumala emyaka 7.
Through the 7-year heavenly biblical journey.
Okuva omwaka gwa 2005.
From the year 2005.
Paka 2011.
To 2011.
Mu series ez'okwolesebwa.
In series of the visions.
Ebirooto.
The dreams.
Okukyusibwa.
The trance or transfiguration.
Azotas.
Azotas.
Obaguyita omugendo.
Call it teleportation.
Famim.
Famim.
Ne Urim.
And Urim.
Entambula ez'omwoyo.
The spiritual transport.
Nga bwe tusomako mu Yobu esuli ya 20.
As written in the Job 20.
Olunyo olw'omunaana.
The verse 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Era nga tukyagenda mu maaso.
And we are still moving on.
Okulaba obufunze bw'olugendo lw'eggulu.
To see the summary of the heavenly journey.
Mu kiseera kino tugenda mu maaso n'okulaba ebisinganibwa mu gubu ery'okusatu.
In this time we want to see things found in the third heaven. Yes.
Tukyalaba. Ebiri mu ggulu ery'okusatu mu bufunze.
We still see things in the third heavens in the summary.
Tunuulidde eggulu ery'okusatu.
As we look to the third heaven.
Olusuku lwa Katonda.
The paradise of God.
Nenamulondo ya Katonda.
And the throne of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Era nga jjukira nti bwe twatandika olugendo luno.
And remember that when we began this journey.
Twaddamu ne tukulaga engeri gy'osimbula ku nsi yaffe n'ebeerekamu.
We showed you the way you move right from the planet Earth.
Yogerwako mu ngeri esuli omunaana.
Spoken in Proverbs 8.
Olwasatu mu olumu.
Verse 31.
N'oyolekera eggulu lyolengera eriri waggulu eriwa.
And you head onto the heavens which you see up there, the blue heaven, the fourth created heaven,
and
the last created heaven, spoken most in the Genesis chapter 1 verse 6 to 8, that you see which is far higher from the earth, as spoken in Isaiah 55 the verse 9. And we moved to the rim above. According to how we see Genesis chapter 28, verses 12, we see ladders stretched from the earth.
Okutoka ku ggulu lyolengera liri erya bbulu.
To reach the blue heaven that you see.
Eggulu eryokuna mu kutondebwa.
It's the fourth heaven at creation.
Liri asemba y'okutondebwa.
And the last created heaven.
Erikola ekitundu ekya wansi.
Which makes up the rim below.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kati eri mu kitundu ekya waggulu.
Now right in the rim above.
Twalabanga waliyo zi heavens endala satu.
We saw that there are three other heavens. Yes.
Era tulabanga waliyo eggulu eryasooka okutondebwa.
We saw that there is the first created heaven.
Kitundu ekya waggulu.
In the rim above.
Musinganibwa ekibuga kya Katonda.
Where we find the city of God.
Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Era nga okusinziira mu lubereberye essula ey'28.
And according to Genesis chapter 28.
Olunyiri olw'12.
That verse 12.
Twalaba amadaala agava ku nsi.
We saw ladders straight from the earth.
Nga gatuuka ku ggulu.
And they reach unto the heaven.
Bamalayika nga bakka ku ggulu nga tebayambuka.
Descending and ascending upon them.
Nga bava mu kibuga kya Katonda.
Coming from the city of God.
Yerusalem eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Ekisinganibwa mu ggulu eryasooka okutondebwa.
That found in the first created heaven.
Kitundu ekya waggulu.
In the rim above.
Ekyogerwako mbibulani esula
ey'12. Spoken in Hebrews 12.
Olw'22 paka 23.
Verse 22-23.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ate bwe tumala awo.
And when we finish there.
Netwolekera eggulu ery'okuli mu kutondebwa.
We move on to the second created heaven.
Kitundu ekya waggulu.
The rim above.
Omusiŋŋaanibwa ebiramu ebina.
Where we find the four living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nga bwe twasoma mu Ezekiel esula esooka onyo olisooka.
As written in Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1.
Netulaba nti. Bw'osimbula ku nsi.
And we saw that when you move from this earth.
Amaguru abiri geggula.
Two heavens open up.
Kusobola okutuuka mu ggulu ery'okuli mu kutondebwa.
To be able to reach into the second created heaven.
Omusiŋŋaanibwa ebiramu ebina.
Where we find the four living creatures.
Ezekiel esula eyesooka onyo olisooka.
That is Ezekiel chapter 1 in the verse 1.
Ate ne Ezekiel esula esooka onyo olw'okuna paka olw'omukaaga.
And Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 4 up to 6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Era bwe twamala twayolekera eggulu ery'okusatu mu kutondebwa.
And when we finish we moved on to the third created heaven.
Mu kitundu ekya waggulu.
In the rim above.
Eggulu eryogerwako ennyo mu Bakolinso ekyokubiri essula 12.
The heaven spoken most in the second Corinthians chapter 12.
Olunyiriri olusooka paka olw'okubiri.
The verses 1 up to 2. We proved very well that still in this part created heaven, the realm above, it's where we find the paradise of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The heaven we last saw, we ended as we saw that the paradise of God, that in the third heaven, the paradise of God found in the third heaven, is it the same with the garden of God, known as the garden of Eden?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when we proved that, we were told that indeed it's true, this paradise of God is not found on this earth. Because we read, when we read in the 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 4, we saw the paradise of God in the third heaven. And we proved that it is called the paradise of God. When we read Revelation chapter 2, and the verse
7,
and we saw the tree of life, and indeed it's there in the paradise of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. We connected Ezekiel chapter
31
verses 8 to 9. And we looked the garden of Eden. Yes. We looked at the garden of God. And we connected with Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 and below. And it shows that the paradise of God is the same with the garden of God, known as the garden of Eden. We are able to be proved many things. And we saw that Adam was formed on this earth. He was created on this earth and was removed, taken into that third heaven, where we find the paradise of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. And after sinning, he was removed from there, brought back on this earth, gotten from the paradise of God found in the third heaven, and brought back on this earth. So it took us to move to understand that the paradise of God, known as the garden of God, the garden of Eden, is not found on this earth. As some people say,
Mesopotamia,
in the place called Mesopotamia,
Iraq,
it's not found there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So this is
that
we want
okuangira okuleta obukakafu bulala,
bring another proof. Yes.
Okuangira okuleta obukakafu bulala,
bring another proof.
Nga tutunulira ebintu bino bisatu,
and we look to these three things. Yes.
Bakerubi ababiri,
the two cherubims, and the turning sword, guarding the way to the tree of life. Where are they found? Yes. You think, where are they found? Are we together? The two cherubims and the turning sword, guard the way to the tree of life. Where are they found? Are they found on this earth or in heaven? And if they are in heaven, you think, where is the paradise?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the
heaven we look at, the two cherubims, and the turning sword, to guard the way to the tree of life. Where are they found? Yes. Where are they found? Are they on this earth or in heaven? If they're on this earth, Then we shall prove the paradise too is on this earth. If they're in heaven, then the paradise of God still is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Now we answer this path through the heavenly journey, the heavenly biblical journey, to be able to bring the inspiration of God of all things of the heavens and of the earth, to move on to be known the way they were, the way they're supposed to be, and the way they will be forever and ever, the revival and restoration of all things. So that heaven we look to is very important.
And
in our journey of preaching the gospel, to bring the light of knowledge which is in the word of God,
which
brings the vision and revelation. All these you must know them very well. Yes. And you ask them, the two cherubims and the turning sword to guard the way to the tree of life, where are they found? Are they on this earth or they are in heaven? If they are on this earth, then the paradise might be on this earth. If they are in heaven, then it means that paradise is in the heaven. That we understood is the third heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now let's read in Genesis. Genesis chapter 3. Verse 23-24. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 23.
Mukama Katonda cheyava ajja omuntu mulusuku Edeni, alimenga etaka moyajibwa.
Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. Yes.
Katonda omuntu yamujja.
God took man from the Garden of Eden, that
know
as the Garden of God, the paradise of God. And he brought him back to till the ground from which he was taken. Verse 24 says this. Genesis chapter 3, verse 24.
Bwatyo nagoba omuntu nazamu ebuvanjuba mu lusuku Edeni bakerubi. Era n'ekitala eky'omuliro ekikyukakyuka okukuumanga ekkuba ery'omuti ogw'obulamu.
So he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life. Yes. When you read Genesis this chapter 3, verse 23, he showed that God
chased
back from the Garden of Eden. And he brought him back to till the ground from which he was taken. But when he took him from there, he placed two cherubims. If he used the
cherubim,
but if he uses cherubim, there are more than one.
Fine.
When the cherubim, there are more than one, then is more than one. Now we move to two. Uganda said he put cherub. But he says put cherubim. The English calls them cherubim.
Yes.
They're more than one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the flaming sword. Yes. To guard. Yes. And the flaming turning sword. Yes. To guard the way to the tree of life.
Kakati.
Now,
when we
want to discover, indeed it's through the tree of life. After we prove the tree of life, it's in the paradise of God.
wetugenze ne tuzuula
that we move to discover
nti ddala obukakafu bulaga liri mu ggulu lya kusatu olusuku n'oli mu ggulu lya kusatu
this paradise is in the third heaven yes
tuba twagala kwebuuza
we want to ask ourselves
ti ne bakerubi bano ababiri
but these two cherubim
n'ekitala ekikyuka kyuka
and the turning swords
n'ekitala ekyomuliro ekikyuka kyuka
and the flaming turning swords
okuziyiza ekkuba eridda eri omuti ogw'obulamu
guard the way to the tree of life
twagala tuzuule bali ludda wakubanga
ebamu
ku bayinza otulagirira obulungi
the ones who can direct us well
n'okukakasiza ddala
and to indeed prove
nti ddala olusuku lwa katonda
that indeed the paradise of God
ennimiro ya Katonda
the garden of God
ennimiro ya Eden
the garden of Eden
omusingani bw'omuti guno ogw'obulamu
where we find this tree of life
kidala liri mu ggulu lya kusatu
that indeed they are in the third heaven yes
kubanga
because
okusooka byonna bwe twali twogera ku bikwatagana olusuku lwa Katonda n'omuti ogw'obulamu olusuku lwa Katonda
the tree of life in the paradise of God
mu ggulu ery'okusatu
in the third heaven
twasoma mu kubikulira essula eno ey'okubiri
read in Revelation chapter 2
olunyi olw'omusanvu
the verse 7
netugambibwa bwe tuti
and we are told like this
okubikulirwa esula ya kubiri olunyi olw'omusanvu
Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7
alina okutu awulira omwoyo kyagamba ekkanisa awangula ndimuwa okulya ku muti ogw'obulamu oguli wakati mu lusuku lwa Katonda
he that has an ear let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches to him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Yes. According to this Revelation 2, verse 7, that he overcome, I'll give them to either the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. That we've understood that it's the garden of God, the garden of Eden.
Kubanga bwoba osoma ku bikulu esula ya kubiri
because when you read Revelation 2
onyolwomusanvu
verse 7
tulaga nti omuti guno ogw'obulamu
it shows that this tree of life
guli mumasekkati
it's in the midst of it
mu lusuku lwa Katonda
in the paradise of God
olusuku lwa Katonda luno nga lwe lumu
paradise of God is the same
n'ennimiro Edeni
is the garden of Eden
ennimiro ya Katonda
the garden of God
okusinzira mu lubereberye esula ya kubiri
according to Genesis chapter 2
onyolwomunana n'olwomwenda
verse 8 and 9
nga agamba bwati
and he says this
Olubereberye sura yokubiri olinyolo omunana
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 8
Mukama Katonda nasimba olusuku mu Edeni kuluyi olwebuvanjuba natekomo omuntu gwe yabumba
and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden and there he put the man whom he had formed
olinyolo omwenda
verse 9
Mukama Katonda nameza buli muti Mukama Katonda nameza munsi buli muti ogusanyusa amaaso omulungi okulya n'omuti ogw'obulamu wakati mu lusuku n'omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi
and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden and the tree of knowledge of good and evil yes
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
so botunaluberebere sunene yokubiri
so when you look to this Genesis 2
olunyi yuno olwomunana n'olwomwenda
this verse 8 and 9
lulaganti omuti ogw'obulamu
it shows that the tree of life
guli wakati mu lusuku mu nnimiro ya Katonda
it's in the midst of the garden of God
emanyikiddwa ng'ennimiro ya Eden
known as the garden of Eden
iranga twafunye dobukakafu
and we already got the proof
mukubikulirwe sura eyo kubiri onyolo musaba
Revelation 2 verse 7
nti omutigwe gumu ogw'obulamu
same tree of life
guli masekati g'olusuku lwa Katonda
the midst of the paradise of God
n'ebino byombiriri
but both these two things
ebiringanga ebyawukanye
which seemeth to be different
olusuku lwa Katonda
the paradise of God
ennimiro ya Katonda
the garden of God
manyikiddwa nga ennimiro ya Eden
known as the garden of Eden
bano bonna beebamu
these two are the same
eranga
and
omuti ogw'obulamu
the tree of life
guli masekati gaabwe
in their midst
eranga bano bino byonna bisinganibwa mu ggulu lya kusatu
and these two are found in the third heaven
okusinziira bwe twasoma mu bakolisi ekyokubiri
according to the second Corinthians
esula eyo kumi n'ebiri
chapter 12
olunyi olusooka n'olwokubiri
verses 1 and 2
awamu n'olwokuna
and the verse 4
ng'agamba bw'ati
and he says this
bakolisi ekyokubiri esula ya kumi n'abiri olunyi olusooka
second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 1
kiŋŋwanidde okwenyumiriza newankubadde nga tekusaana naye kangende mukolesebwa nokubikulirwa kwa mukama waffe.
It is not expedient for me doubtless to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Verse 2.
Manyo omuntu mu Kristo eyakamala emyaka 14 oba mubiri simanyi oba watali mubiri simanyi Katonda amanyi okutwalibwa omuntu alibwatyo mugulu ery'okusatu.
I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. Now we see that our Lord Jesus Christ, he was taken into the third heaven. We got proof in the topics we've covered before. But in this third heaven, when you read this verse 4, it shows the paradise of God is right there. Let us read here.
2
Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4.
Nawulira ebigambo ebitayogerekeka.
How that he was caught up into the paradise of God and heard unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Yes. When he reached into the third heaven, and he saw there the paradise of God, that he heard of many words, those lawful for children of men to speak of them, mere humans, usual humans, because they struggle within them. But people taught by God, yes, people taught by God, they are not lawful for usual people to speak of them, because they struggle within them.
But
those taught by God, those who are fulfilled, Isaiah 48 verse 17, that is God who teach us to profit, and
he
shows us the way we have to go, and he leads us in it. Him alone is one who can teach us to speak of them. Yes. There is no teacher who is like him. When you read the Job chapter 36, verse 22,
you
show that God is mighty, and there is no teacher who is like him.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He is the only God who can sit you in the counsel of his words
and mark
and perceive them very well. And then you declare them to others. According to Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 18, and the verse 22. In Jeremiah 23:18 and verse 22, God first sits you in the counsel of his words and teach them to you mark and perceive them, and you clear them to others. Declare to them the words of God. You alone, you can be allowed to speak of them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because, as you've heard, that the tree of life is in the midst of the paradise of God, known as the garden of God, the garden of Eden. In the third heaven, and thereafter we speak all that, and those who say no,
so
we have had all those, but we want to add more proof. Yes. Now you, the witness of God, me and you, I think the witnesses. Yes. You know, witnesses come from the witness. Indeed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You must bring witness. And you tell them the two cherubims.
n'ekitala eky'omuliro ekikyukakyuka okuziyiza ekkuba eridda ery'omuti
ogw'obulamu
biri luddawa bwe binaabeera ku nsi natukakasa lusuku omuti ogw'obulamu oguli mu lusuku lwa
katondanimiro
ya katonda
ennimiro
y'eden biri ku
nsi
wabula ebitabeere ku nsi
era
n'ebyo tebiri ku nsi.
Halleluya.
Halleluya. Katutandike ne bakerubi wange bakerubi bo baliruya tutandike ne
bakerubi
bakerubi ababiri
abaateekebwa
mu kkubo okuziyiza
were put to guard the way
ekkuba eridda ery'omuti ogw'obulamu
the tree of life
bubaliwa.
Where are they?
Mesopotamia wali mu
Iraq. Are they found Mesopotamia in Iraq?
Oba.
Oh.
Bali ludda wabana.
Where are they?
Banga.
Because.
Mu ruberebere sura y'okusatu lwabiri mu ennya.
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 24.
Agambibwa ati.
He said like this.
Ruberebere sura y'okusatu.
Genesis chapter 3 verse 24.
Bwato nagoba omuntu nazzaamu ebuvanjuba mu lusuku Edeni bakerubi era n'ekitala ky'omuliro ekikyukakyuka okuuma ekkubo ery'omuti ogw'obulamu.
So he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Yes. He assayed. He chased the man from there.
He
chased him from the garden. He put cherubim. Put eastwards cherubim. To guard the way to the tree of life. Now this cherubim. Them you think, where are they? Because.
Ng'ovudde mu biro bya luberebere sura eno ey'okubiri.
Besides the era of Genesis to chapter 2.
Olunyiriri luno olwabiri mu ennya.
This verse 24.
We tulaba kerubi bano ababiri.
Where we told this, we see the two cherubim.
Nga bali mu kkuba eridda ery'omuti ogw'obulamu.
In the way to the tree of life.
Waliwo omuntu omu yekka mu biro ebyo.
There is one man in both seasons.
Omu babiri.
One or two.
Nabbi Musa.
Prophet Moses.
Ne nabbi Ezekiel.
Prophet Ezekiel.
Abaddamu okulaba ku bakerubi bano.
Who saw again this cherubim?
Wabula ekisinga okwewuunyisa.
But what surprises most?
Bo bagamba nti kye baalaba si kya ku nsi.
They say that what they saw is not of this earth.
Era nange mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
And me too in the heavenly journey.
Saalaba bakerubi ku nsi.
I never saw cherubim on this earth.
Naye mu ggulu mu masikati g'eggulu eryasooka okutondebwa.
But in the middle of the first created heaven.
Kitundu ekyawaggulu.
In the rim above.
Kusiŋŋaanibwa ekibuga kya Katonda.
Where we find the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Gye nabalaba.
It's where I saw them.
Kati okusookera ddala.
Now first of all.
Nga sinakugamba ebyo bye nalaba.
Before I tell you what I saw.
Abaatusooka okulaba.
Those who first saw.
Anti lugendo lwatambulira mu Bayibuli.
For the journey is biblical.
Kunnyonnyola.
To explain.
Bayibuli byogera mu butuufu bwabyo.
Bible what speaks in the
truth. Mukubeerawo kwabyo.
In its reality.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Nabbi Musa.
Prophet Moses.
Yalaba bakerubi.
Who saw cherubim.
Agamba yalaba bya muguru.
He saw things of heaven. Yes.
Anyunyulwako nti yalaba byaki.
Explain that he saw things of heaven.
Yalaba bya muguru.
He saw things of heaven.
Okusinira ku Ebulaniya esula eno ey'omunaana.
According to Hebrews this chapter 8.
Olunyulwokutaano.
Verse 5.
Agamba bwati.
He says like this.
Ebulaniya esula ya 8 olunyulwokutaano.
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5.
Abaweereza b'ebyekifaananyi n'ekisiikirize ky'ebyo eby'omu ggulu nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda bwe yali ng'agenda okukola eweema kubanga ayogera nti tolemanga kukola byonna ng'ekyokulabirako bwe kiri kye walagibwa ku lusozi.
Who serve unto the example and the shadow of heavenly things as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that you make all things according to the pattern showed to you in the mount. Yes.
Omanyi bw'osoma bibulani eno.
You know when you read this Hebrews.
Esura ey'omunaana ey'okutaano.
Chapter 8 verse 5.
Abaana ba Isirayiri.
That the children of Israel.
Baali baweereza.
They were ministering.
Ebifaananyi by'ebyo eby'omuggulu.
Shadow of things in heaven.
nga Katonda bwe yalaga nabbi Musa,
as God showed prophet Moses while on the mount.
Nabbi Musa bwe yali ku lusozi,
prophet Moses on the mountain,
abamu ku beyalabye bakerubi,
some of those saw a cherubim,
naye nga ba muguru,
but they are of heaven indeed.
Have
you understood me well?
But
when you read Hebrews chapter 8, the verse 5,
the
Bible shows
the
children of Israel,
they
ministered in the shadows,
of
copies of things in heaven,
as
prophet Moses was showed on the mountain. Don't fail to do as a pattern showed you while on the mountain. What prophet Moses saw was not there on the mountain, but there of heaven. While on the mountain was showed things of heaven. When you go back to the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 26, the verse 30, he speaks like this. Exodus chapter 26, verse
30.
And you shall raise up the tabernacle according to the pattern of it, which was shown you on the mount. Yes. When you look to Exodus,
this
chapter 26, verse 30, God tells prophet Moses, raise up the tabernacle. Raise up the tabernacle. According to the pattern of the I showed you on the mountain. Yes.
Just
as he showed to him all the things while on the mountain. Now Exodus chapter 26, verse 30. Connect with Hebrews 8, verse 5.
It shows
that this ministers copies of things in heaven, as prophet Moses was showed and commanded to do them. Some of what Moses was commanded to do,
or
the things he saw of the heaven, they are the cherubim. Yes. They are the cherubim. And he saw them in heaven. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now
here we have already reached. Wisdom has already arrived. Yes. Are we together? Are we together?
Amen.
Let's read in Exodus chapter 25.
Okay. Katukole some kumina munana.
Verse 18. Up to 20. Exodus chapter 25 from verse 18.
Eroli kolaba kerubi babiri abazabo. Muzabu empese boli bakola kunsonda bidi ezentebe eyokusasirwa.
And you shall make two cherubim of gold of hammered work, shall you make them on the two ends of the mercy seat. Yes.
Nabi Musa,
prophet Moses, some of the things he saw of heaven, he saw two cherubim. Right, they have understood. Can't you realize cherubims are not on this earth? No. Now, prophet Moses, when he saw them,
he
was given write the book of Genesis. For what he wrote was written about, had already understood where it is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He had already done what? Understood where it is.
As
wrote about it in Genesis chapter 3, verse 24, that God put to cherubim to guard the way to the tree of life. Already understood they are not on this earth. Because if they were on this earth, you would have commanded children of Israel to go look for this tree of life, eat of it that they do not die.
If any
matter would have been on this earth, would have
gone for it.
While on this earth,
if we are
rockets, we are right on the moon. We head on to the sun.
If we moved out there,
and planet
would have looked everywhere
for
a tree of life where it is. Have you understood me well? That when you read Genesis, let's repeat it. Genesis chapter
3,
verse
24.
Genesis chapter 3, verse
24. So
he drove out the man. And he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life.
Hey.
Yes. Now this cherubim guarded the way to the tree of life.
For
to eat of it,
it
was to make us live forever. If Prophet Moses discovered that I saw the cherubim
guarding
the way to the tree of life,
let's
make weapons which can strike them
and
pass them to go eat of the tree of life. To prove it would have been possible, even in Genesis chapter
11,
built the tower to reach heavens where it is. Yes. And God gave us different terms.
And
God confused and we gave up on that mission. For to reach it, and you just eat of it. God speaking in verse 23. Genesis 3, verse 23.
When
they eat of it, they will not die. That tree of life. First, it could kill because of the command of God. But if they eat of it, the second day, they will live forever. I don't know where trouble is. The first time they did eat of the tree of life, they ate of knowledge of good from evil. They did it with an intention to get life. No. We shall see that when we reached concerning the trees. Still discovering where they are found.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read me here. Genesis chapter 3, verse 23.
Mukama Katonda kye yava ajja mu lusuku Edeni. Alimenga ettaka mwe yaggibwa.
Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was. Let's go back to verse 22. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti laba. Omuntu afuse ng'omukufe okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi kakana aleme ng'ogolola omukono gwe okunoga ku muti ogw'obulamu okuli okuwangalanga emirembe n'emirembe.
And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know the good and evil, and now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever.
Hey.
Yes. It's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That of life he had not accessed it. Lest he eats of it. With that his sin. And no more unclothed the body.
Asked
to live forever. With the body of sin. No. Don't allow him to eat of it. Right now, if Prophet Moses moved on to see
cherubim
and they are on different in a certain place, those
are
the ones who guard the way to the tree of life. I'm sure we wouldn't have reached this sanctuary before reaching and accessing it. Genesis chapter 11,
twazimba tower.
We built a tower. We have to enter heaven. And God looked into us. We are determined
that
we have to build the tower and enter heaven.
Now, if cherubims
had somewhere they are on this planet, and they're cutting them with the tree of life,
we
would have met every
time
to strike them. And they move from the way.
Would have struck
them this Nagishaka, the bomb in Japan, Nagasaki. Yes, that one. The tree of life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In
Genesis chapter 11, you read there.
Verse
1 to 6, you read and see.
We
have ever gotten determined here. We built a tower to go to heaven with our sins and iniquities. And also that we are going to accomplish it. If we had discovered God with the tree of life, where are they? Just to know where they are on this planet. People don't want to die here. They don't want to unclothe. At least we would have unclothed on the way, but we have tried. And God just kills us. As he confused our tongues in the Tower of Babel. But at least we've tried to go there.
Tried
to go there in his heaven.
So
when you look to Genesis chapter
3,
verse 24, that two cherubim
were
put to the way to the tree of life. To guard the way to the tree of life. It means themselves. They are not right where the tree of life is. They are right somewhere on the way to there. If at proof they are somewhere on the planet. Not
somewhere
in heaven.
By
those who started with us, somewhere in heaven where they are, in the first created heaven, in the middle of the first created heaven, the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, right in the middle of it, they are right there. You have to first pass there where they are.
And
move ahead in the second created heaven,
the
rim above, where we find four living creatures. And still you pass through it. Move ahead into the third heaven.
Means
these are right on the way of not yet reached. The journey is long.
But
praise him who sent the tree of life on this earth. Our Lord Jesus Christ.
He
said, if you eat of me, you will not die.
We
are about to reach that to understand them.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
when you look to this, Genesis 3 verse
24,
two cherubim guard the way to the tree of life.
He
said some of those who first saw them as prophet Moses, the prophet Ezekiel, they didn't see them on this earth.
And you
see that prophet Moses
in Hebrews
chapter 8 verse
5.
He saw copies of things of heaven. He saw things of heaven. And they made their shadows. Image on this earth. As God showed him while on the mountain.
Hebrews 8
verse
5
connected with Exodus
chapter
26 verse 30
that
make a tabernacle with things in it
as
the pattern showed you on the mount.
But
while on the mountain they saw things of heaven,
so
they make their images.
Tuvulaba.
That's why you see
we
read Exodus 25 verse 18 up to 20. Yes. And this cherubim,
he
made their images just as he had seen them in heaven. And I told you, one was given write this book of Genesis. And God had showed him all which were there right from when he created.
But
to show you things of heaven,
wants
to show you things of creations, how they happened. And then Prophet Moses wrote for us in Genesis chapter
3 23 to 24,
that is true, God chased man from the garden lest he eats of the tree of life and he liveth forever, yet he has sins within him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he puts cherubim, two cherubim on the way to the tree of life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Prophet Ezekiel, when he came, Prophet Ezekiel, after many years had passed from Prophet Moses, and he saw them again. And these cherubim, they are not on this earth. He saw them again. And in the midst of them, there is the master seat. Just as Prophet Moses had seen before. Yes.
Yes.
Aha. We've moved to see right there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's see Ezekiel chapter 10. Verse 1. Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 1.
Awone ntunula, eralaba, mubanga eliali waguru we mitwe jihaba kerubi, ne walavika waguru wabwe, nge jinjali ya safiro, nge mbala ye chifana nye chentebe.
Then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubim, there appeared over them, as it were, a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. Yes. According to Ezekiel, Ezekiel 10 verse 1, Prophet Ezekiel, he saw again this cherubim after many years had passed from Prophet Moses. Prophet Moses saw things of heaven. Prophet Moses has seen them again. Are we together?
Amen.
Na ye,
but Prophet Ezekiel, he saw cherubim in heaven. First of all, above the heads of the cherubim, there is a firmament. This firmament is called heaven. Indeed. This time I have you well. Prophet Ezekiel, this cherubim saw them in heaven. Because above their heads, there is a firmament which appears in the crystal stone. Yes. To mean this firmament is heaven.
Amen.
Let's read Ezekiel chapter 1. Verse
1.
Connect with Genesis 1 verse 8.
Ezekiel, esura ya kumi, onyori soka.
Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 1.
Aonentu nula, edalava, mobanga, edali waguluwe mitwejaba kerubi.
Then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubim, There's a firmament above the head of the cherubim.
Genesis
1 verse 8, they say what? Genesis chapter 1 verse 8.
Katonde banga nalite guru. Nebuba kawungezi, nebube ncha, ololeruna kwa lokubiri.
And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Yes.
Oteki de msumba.
Yes, this time is clear.
Ndinabi Ezekiel.
Prophet Ezekiel.
Yaddamu okulaba bana.
He saw again the two cherubim were put to the way in the tree of life, and they are in heaven. According to Ezekiel 10 verse 1, above heads of this cherubim there was a firmament. This firmament, it was left in the mystery that revealed well Genesis 1 the verse 8,
that
firmament is heaven. If you still move to Agil, in the midst of them there was a throne. There was a throne. The middle of the cherubim. But that throne, he was not the first to see it.
Musa.
But even Prophet Moses, he saw the throne in the midst of the cherubim. And he saw things of heaven.
Aha.
We are enjoying the word of God.
Chiwoma.
It's sweet.
Oh, oh. Woo. Wanji.
Are we together?
Nabi Ezekiel.
Prophet Ezekiel.
Era araba entebe.
Still he saw the throne.
Namurondo masikati gaba
kerubi. In the middle of the cherubim.
Entebe echisa.
The mercy seats.
Nabi Musa jiaraba.
That Prophet Moses saw.
Atenga na yaraba biyamukuru.
Yet he saw things of heaven.
Let's
finish Ezekiel chapter 10.
Ezekiel sura ya 10 olinyoli soka.
Ezekiel 10 chapter 10 verse 1.
Aone ntunula eralaba mubanga eriali waguru we mitwe jaba kerubi ne walabika waguru wawe nge jinja eria safiro nge mbala echifananyi echentebe.
Then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the heads of the cherubim, there appeared over them as it were a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. Yes. In the midst of them there was a throne. In the middle of the cherubim, that called the mercy seat, which Prophet Moses saw. Yes. Let's go back to verse 18.
Okuvesula ya makumi abiri mutano olunyolwe 18.
Exodus chapter 25 verse 18.
Ero likola bakerubi babiri abazabo muzabo empese obuli bakola kunsona biri ezentebe eyokusasira.
And you shall make two cherubim of gold, of hammered work shall you make them on the two ends of the mercy seat. Yes.
Babiri.
Two cherubim. One on this side. The mercy seat is in the middle of them. Now, Prophet Ezekiel.
In
Ezekiel chapter
1.
Chapter 10 verse
1.
You see in the middle of the cherubim. And there appears a throne there. Prophet Moses tells us. Exodus chapter 25. Yes. Verse 18. The cherubims, they are two. One at the side of the right hand, another at the side of the left hand of the mercy seat. And it tells us the throne in the middle of the cherubim, it is called the mercy seat, but it too is of heaven. Are we together? And it's of heaven. Because already read in the Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5, Prophet Moses, what he saw is of heaven. Yes. Let's repeat this Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5. Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5.
Abaweereza b'ekifaananyi n'ekisiikirize ky'ebyo eby'omu ggulu Nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda bwe yali ng'agenda okukola eweema kubanga yayogera nti tolemanga kukola byonna ng'ekyokulabirako bwe kiri kye walagibwa ku lusozi.
Who serve unto the example and the shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that you make all things according to the pattern showed to you on the mount.
Yeah.
Have you understood me well? It means, if you connect prophet Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 1, and you see the throne in the middle of the two cherubim, and you come connect with the prophet Moses in Exodus chapter 25 verse 18 up to 20, and prophet Moses, he makes two cherubim, one on the right hand of the mercy seat, another on the left hand of the mercy seat. And it means
that
prophet Moses thinks he saw are of heaven, according to Hebrews 8 verse 5. Now both of them, prophet Moses and prophet Ezekiel, they prove very well that the cherubim are not on this earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They
are not on this earth, but they are in heaven. Because prophet Ezekiel, in Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 1, portion A,
Karaga,
it's sure above this cherubim there was a firmament.
But
prophet Moses says in Genesis
1
verse 8 that that firmament is heaven.
Amen.
You've
understood me very well. One speaks the mystery, another reveals it. We've just enjoyed this. That treasure God has put in our vessels of clay. The treasure of light of knowledge. A much power come from Him and not from us.
2
Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6 up to 7. There anyone who can prove they are on this earth, me and you prove them they are in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Full knowledge of God International Ministry.
Full knowledge of God International Ministry. You still a Jew?
There
is another mystery. We are going to head to the east.
We're
going to pass the east. And we go past where the cherubim are and move to the third heaven in the paradise of God, where there is the tree of life. We want to move and go there. But the mystery is to head to the east. We're going to where? We're
heading
to the east. And we go meet the cherubim and pass them, move ahead up to the tree of life in the paradise of God in the third heaven. I would have spoken but it's interesting in the scriptures. In the heavenly journey, it's what we are in now. Rather speak story of us. None of us is allowed to speak beyond scriptures. We want to head to the east. Yes. Right to the east. Where does the sun set from? It says from where?
You're
headed to the east. Move, meet cherubims. Pass them.
Tugende ku muti ogw'obulamu.
We go to the tree of life.
Mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
In the paradise of God.
Oli yakusatu.
In the third heaven.
Tugende okulaba bano mbufunzi mdachika zino.
That's why you see in the summary. In these few minutes we would have reached there.
Nenga tugenda kuata bovanja.
But we are heading to the east.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Obulamu nsaba ye kintu kimu.
But here I request one thing.
It is a moyo wa Katonda akufikako amafuta otegere ebigambo bya Katonda.
The spirit of God. Amen. And come on you to understand the words of God.
Bange ekigambo buvanjuba.
For the word east.
Kirimu okutulaga enjuba jeva.
It evolves to show us where the sun sets from.
Wenjuba eva mu east negera.
The sun sets from the east, move to the west.
Naye twagala tumanye enjuba eriruddawo.
But we want to know where is the sun.
Then
pass it and we move ahead.
But you first accept Proverbs 1 verse 23.
Let's read that you hear. Proverbs chapter
1 verse 23. Muchuke olw'okunenya kwange. Laba nafuka ng'omwoyo gwange gye muli. N'abamanyisanga ebigambo byange.
Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Yes. All you brethren who have been thinking the paradise of God and the tree of life there on the earth, accept the leap proof of God this time, for they are not on this earth. That he poured you his spirit. Because you understand the word he spoke on the paradise of God. All you hear in us, that Proverbs
1:23
he says, accept his reproof.
He
poured on you his spirit. Because you understand his words.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If it's not that, it is hard then. For we have to pass by the east and head on. We've gone back to the briefly in Genesis chapter 3 verse 24. We need to head right to the east to be able to reach where the cherubim are. We put them in the east.
Aha.
Genesis chapter 3 verse
24.
So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubim and the flaming swords, which turned every way to guard the way through the tree of life. Yes.
These
he put them in the east.
Now
we have to head the side of the east to be able to go where the cherubim are.
We've
understood they are in heaven, but we want to head on past the east. Every time God speaks the word east, you have to go back. No, here on the world, in our language, we say the sun sets from where to where?
It
sets from the west. It rises from the east. And the mist, the same one. He showed you go past where the sun is and proceed ahead. The sun rises from the east.
Aha.
When you say put in the east, you had to look for this sun. If it's from the east, rising from there, rotate this planet. Now we have to search for where it is. We have to head on to the firmament of the heaven. That's where it's found.
Amen.
Up there, in the firmament of the heaven. After we pass it and go ahead. Are we not
Amen.
Moving now? The heavenly journey is interesting. We've moved out of planet
Earth.
We're heading to the east, where we find the sun.
What is
in the firmament of the heaven? Right then we began on the journey to reach where cherubim are. Genesis chapter 1. Verse
16
up to
17.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 16.
Katonda nakola ebyaka bibiri ebinene. Ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuga ng'emisana, n'ekyaka ekitono okufuga ng'ekiro, era n'emmunyeenye.
And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Katonda nakola ebyaka bibiri.
God made great lights.
Ebinene.
Great lights. Two great lights. One ruled the day. It is called what? It is called the sun. Another ruled the night. Now there are words. Now if the sun
rises,
we say it's come from where? The east. From the east. Is it not that? When it moves to set, it ends where? West. What comes from there? If it reached the west, what come from there? The moon. And the stars. This is interesting.
We take it this
one. Yes. This one come from the east. It has it moves. It just rotates the earth like that. Just rotating. But the language says it rises from the east and sets to the west. When it reaches the west, the moon comes and the stars. Where are they? In the firmament of the heaven. Let's read and hear. Genesis chapter 1, verse 17.
Katonda nabiteka mu banga lyeggulu byakenga ku nsi.
And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. Yes.
Katonda nabiteka mu banga lyachi.
God set them in the firmament of the heaven.
Kati abooluganda.
Now, brethren.
Bulijjo na bulijjo.
Always.
When
you read the words of God, ask His Spirit to come upon you to anoint you. That when God speaks, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 24, that He put the cherubim in the east. You seek what God calls the east. That we go back to our usual language. That the sun rises from the east and sets ends to the west.
But
when it reached there, the sun stops, give light, the moon comes out, even the stars. Yes. These are what we see in Genesis chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. And he made two great lights, one to rule the day Another denied. Even the stars like that. He put them in the firmament of the heaven. If we are to move from this earth, we head on to the tree of life. We have to pass by the kingdom of the moon, the sun, and the stars. Those found in the firmament of the heaven. And we move ahead to the first created heaven. The blue heaven we see, which is far high from the earth. And here, now here in Genesis chapter 28, verse 12, then you head on, you move from the earth,
past
the kingdom of the moon, the sun, and the stars, where they have called the east, and you head on to heaven both created heaven
and
the last created heaven. The blue heaven we see, which makes up the rim below, that
you
see far high from the earth. Yes. Which is far high from the earth. Let's read Isaiah 55 verse 9. Isaiah chapter 55 verse
9. Amakubo gange bwegatyo bwegasinga. Amakubo gange bwegasinga bwegatyo amakubo gamwe. Nebirowozo byange birowozo byamwe.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Yes.
As
heavens is far higher from the earth. Even the ways of God, they are far from us. They are higher from ours. Tree of life is the way he shows you. He puts it in the mystery. He say head to the east.
And
speaks words, put them before you. For the way which shows you there, it's far higher from your ways which you think.
Kati,
now,
you
have to move from this earth.
You
pass the kingdom of the moon, the sun, and the stars. Goes in the firmament of heaven.
And
you head on to the fourth created heaven. The last created heaven. Which makes the rim below. The blue heaven you see. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's Genesis chapter 28, verse 12. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Yes. Now, when you look to Genesis 28, verse 12, you move well from this earth.
Pass
the kingdom of the moon, the sun, and the stars. Those you see right up in the heaven, which is far high from the earth, the first created heaven, the last created heaven, that which is blue. Right there we began to head on onto the tree of life, where the cherubim, you pass them. Yes. You head on to the tree of life. But remember in this Genesis 28 verse 12, we see angels descend on the ladders. They ascend, pass through the door of heaven. They reach into the first created heaven in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Yes. The first created heaven, the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. According we read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, he says like this. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
Ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemu eky'omugulu, n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika.
But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, unto an innumerable company of angels. Yes.
This
is Hebrews 12, verse 22. The holy angels, they are in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The first created heaven in the rim above. Because there it's easy for them to move from the first heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. They pass through this fourth created heaven, the last created heaven, the blue heaven we see, and they come down on the earth, and they ascend to go back. As
you
see in Genesis chapter 28, verse 12. But in the middle of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, it's where we find the cherubim. Yes. In the middle of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the first heaven, it's where we find the cherubim. Yes.
They're
right in the middle of it.
Bariwa,
where are they? In the middle of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, as you see them in that image. And we told you before, in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1, Ezekiel chapter 10, verse
1,
and we connected with Genesis. You write that down. Ezekiel chapter 10, verse
1,
showed the firmament above the heads of the cherubim. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse
8,
they told us that that firmament, it's called heaven. The firmament above the heads of the cherubim, it's the first created heaven. Yes. And this cherubim, their wings stretched up to the door of that heaven. They are the ones who close the way, the way which makes you move ahead, to move ahead to the tree of life. They shut that and close that way. Yes. In the entire BC, before the birth of Christ on the earth, they closed that way.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What did they do? They closed the way. You agile?
I
bring proof they are ones who closed that way. Is it not that?
Wow.
I'm going to use the shadow of the originals. Of things they saw in heavens, they made them on the earth. I show you how cherubims closed that way. Yes.
They closed
the door of the first heaven. And it's where you have to pass to proceed ahead into the second created heaven rim about, and still you pass through it, you move ahead to the third heaven where we find the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden, where there is the tree of life. They closed very well. Ezekiel chapter 41.
Ezekiel
41, verse
20 to 25.
Ezekiel chapter 41 from verse 20.
Bakerubi n'enkindu byakolebwa okuva mu ttaka okutuka waggulu w'oluggi ekisenga kye.
Ezekiel chapter 41, verse 20.
Bakerubi n'enkindu byakolebwa okuva ku ttaka okutuka waggulu w'oluggi ekisenge kya yeekaalu bwekyali bwekityo.
From the ground to above the door were cherubim and palm trees made, and on the wall of the temple. They closed the top of the door. This is indeed the heavenly journey.
It's
moved to the Bible to bring the inspiration of God. All things that are heavens and the earth.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow.
Amazing.
Amen.
He closed that door. This journey is interesting. I would have spoken as a story. Wasn't like that, it was in the Bible. What we reach see is what we read. Where is it in the scriptures? Always I told you the ones who closed, even when they made them in a shadow of the image of the earth, see the ones who closed that door, the door which entered to the holy place, the most holy place.
Wow.
Let's repeat this.
Ezekiel esulayana mwemu olunyolo abiri.
Ezekiel chapter 41 verse 20.
Bakerubi n'enchindu byakolebwa okuva ku ttaka okutuka waggulu w'oluggi ekisenge kya yeekaalu bwekyali bwekityo.
From the ground to above the door were cherubim and palm trees made, and on the wall of the temple.
Obalabye bulungi.
Have you seen them very well? Cherubim closed from the ground to the door of that heaven. They are very tall. And they are stretched to the door of that heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Always
you wait for the third heavens, but there are things in there.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Are we together? Are you connecting? Are you connecting this?
Amen.
I say,
let's use the shepherds of the things they made, which are like those in heaven. That's why I used Ezekiel. Chapter 41, verse 20 to 25. And you see the way they closed that door. Let's read verse 25, you hear.
Ezekiel, esulayana mwemu.
Ezekiel chapter 41 verse 25.
Era kwakolebwako ku nzigi za yeekaalu bakerubi n'enkindu n'ebyakolebwa ku bisenge era ku bwenyi bw'ekisaasi ebweru kwaliko embaawo ez'emiti ez'omubiri omunene.
And there were carved on them, on the doors of the temple, cherubim and palm trees, as were carved upon the walls, And there were thick planks upon the face of the porch outside. In the reality, when you read in the first created heaven, the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the middle of that city, cherubims very tall. Their wings stretched to the door of that heaven. The ones closed. Those systems you could not pass by there. In the era of BC, before birth of Christ on the earth, cannot pass to proceed ahead into the second created heaven, the rim above, there we find the four living creatures. It you have to pass through it, head on to the third created heaven in the rim above, where we find the paradise of God, the garden of God, the garden of Eden, where there is the tree of life. Now, I want much, since we pass through in the summary, somebody say, where is the detail there?
If
you connect this Ezekiel chapter 41, verse 20-25, and you see how the cherubims close that way,
they
close the door of the first created heaven, the rim above, where we have to pass to head to the second created heaven. When we pass through it, we reach into the third heaven, where we find the paradise of God and the tree of life. You connect this Ezekiel chapter 41, verse 20-25, and you read 2 Kings, 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 25, 23-25. You see that they made them with the trees in the shadows here, the olive trees. Yes. But there is a main reason why God based in the first created heaven, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the middle of the city, where we find the cherubim, and he closed. Because the cherubim who fell, he came from there the third. And sin was in this city of God. Had to close from the middle of that city.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Remember
right where there are two cherubim.
One
is the third cherubim who fell and he was snatched from there. And this city, angels were there. Sin had already entered in there. Them
too
could not be allowed to access the tree of life.
Had
cloth from the middle of the city and cloth the door of that heaven. I've seen. Now third cherubim fell,
who
is known as Lucifer, Satan the devil. He was snatched from there.
So
God began to close right from there. God is indeed good. Him alone teach us to profit.
And
he shows us the way we have to go. And he leads us in it. God is good all the time. Let's read Ezekiel chapter
28,
verse 13.
Ezekiel
chapter 28, verse 13.
Walimu Eden olusuku lwa Katonda. Bulijinja ly'omuwendo omungi lyabanga lyakukubikako. Sadio, topazi ne alimansi Berulo, Sokam, Neya Sepi, Safiro, Ejinjaria Nawandagala, Nekavunkulo, Nezabo, Emirimu egy'ebitaasa Sabio Nejenderezo, Jali Mugwe, Jatekebwa ku lunaku lwe watonderwa.
You have been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of your timbrels and of your pipes, was prepared in you in the day that you were created. Yes. When you read this Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13, here one spoken of was in the garden of God. Yes. In Eden, the garden of God. Right there, right, Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. You'll see the serpents, the olden serpents, the olden serpents. He's right in the Garden of Eden. Have you written it? Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. You'll see the olden serpents. Also write Revelation chapter 12 verse 7 to 10. You will see it is Satan himself. Revelation chapter 12 verse 7 to 10. You see the serpent we read in the Genesis chapter 3. Verse 1 to 6 that you've written down. Connect with Revelation chapter 12 verse 7 to 10. That's the olden serpent. Satan the devil. And then you come back. Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 14.
Ezekiel esula yabiri mumunana olunyirwa 19.
Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 14.
Wali kerubi yafukibwako amafuta abikako era nze nakusimba n'okubeera n'obeera ku lusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu watambule eruyi n'eruyi wakati mayinja ag'omuliro.
You are the anointed cherub that covers, and I have set you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Yes.
Nti oyo Satan,
him, Satan the devil. According to Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 14, he was an anointed cherub who covers. One of those who covered the mercy
seat.
And if he was still there, he would have been one of those who would cover that way. Yes. But he got corrupted. Yet he was right among the cherubim.
In
the Ezekiel 28 verse 14, he was on this holy mountain of God. He moves in the midst of the fire sounds. But that fire, write Ezekiel 10. And not to read it, you read it.
Ezekiel 10
verse
1 to 5.
You see the fire in the midst of the cherubim. He was right there. Now here is where they were snatched from after he sinned. Read verse 15.
Ezekiel esura ya 28 olunyirwa 15.
Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 15.
Walingo tukiride makubogo okuva kuluna kule watonderwa okutusa obutali butukirivu bwe walabika mugwe.
You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created till iniquity was found in you.
Olunyirwa 16.
Verse 16.
Bakujuza wakati echejo ololufulembe lw'okusubula kwo. No yonona, chenvude nkusula nga nkujja ku lusozi lwa Katonda, nga nkulango bwononefu, era nkuzikiriza ayi kerubi abikako, okuva wakati mayinja ag'omuliro.
By the midst of your trade, they have filled the midst of you with violence, and you have sinned. Therefore I will cast you as profane out of the mountain of God. And I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Yes. He was perfect. Till iniquity appeared and found in him. God promised to destroy him. And he first removed him from there. For when unrighteousness appeared in him. When you read Ezekiel chapter 27, verse 1 up to 10, he wanted to become God. Yes. He wants to become God. He wanted to become God. You read that Ezekiel chapter 27 verse 1, Ezekiel 28 verse 1
up to 10.
You connect with Isaiah chapter 14 verse
9
up to
17.
When iniquity appeared in him, he wanted to be God. He was snatched from there. He was the third cherubim. They took him away.
The
mother took cherubim remained. Closed the door. The door of the first created heaven. The rim above. Blessed. Satan.
And his
fallen angels right in the city of Jerusalem. Them to head to the way to the tree of life. It's not humans alone, we are closed from that way. No.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even angels were closed out. In the entire BC.
Would
have spoken much by time. But Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9, 23 to 25, it shows why they closed the door. Even copies of heaven, including the angels, they needed to be first cleansed. Let's read here. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 23.
Kale bifananyi byebyo ebyomugulu kyabigwanira okunazibwa nebyo naye nebyomugulu byenyini okunazibwa ne saddaka ensinga ezo.
It was therefore necessary that the pattern of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. Yes. Heavenly things needed to be purified, including the angels.
And
read Hebrews 9:23-25. Sacrifice which purify all of us. Jesus never put it here on this earth. He took it at the golden altar of God, which is in the midst of the cherubims, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. In the first created heaven,
that's
where he took the sacrifice.
And
while still on this earth, Hebrews
1,
verse 6-8,
he
commanded all angels in heavens to worship him when he would reach there. And they're just getting purified. And the devil, angels of Satan refused. Others believed and accepted. Now Revelation 12, verse 7 to 9, Revelation chapter 12 verse 7 to reach verse 15, angels who refused to be purified were chased from there. Yes. They chased them from heaven. And those who overcame, they said, overcame by the word of the testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Right from the season of BC before the birth of Christ on earth, That way was closed. But after death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, this era known as AD, that way is opened very well. And when I reached in the city, I never saw that we closed. Cherubims already removed the wings, lowered them.
Amen.
They raise them as they are flying and they don't close that door. And you pass by the door of the first created heaven in the rim above and you reach into the second created heaven in the rim above where we find the four living creatures. That second created heaven
is
called the firmament above the heads of the four living creatures. In Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 24, 22-24, that it's the heaven.
And
when you pass through that one, you reach into the third heaven, where we find the paradise of God. Known as the garden of God. And the garden of Eden. Where is the tree of life.
Means
there I have summarized. We would have studied and read there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the real truth, the cherubim, they are not on earth. We are put to the way to the tree of life, just as you have heard. But still, there is a flaming sun and sword, and it to guards this sword. What is it? Who has it? Does it turn by itself or? Since you've discovered where cherubims are, even the sword you will discover, what surprises most? The cherubims work on us and the angels. But the turning sword works on the mankind. For one who has it is the angel of death. One who has it is who? The angel of death. Yes. Tomorrow we begin from there. You go read Genesis chapter 3. Verse 24, you see the flaming turning sword. You read Numbers 22. 21 and below. See,
angel
stood on the way with the swords. Revelation 6, verse 8. You see, angel of death having a sword to kill. May God bless you.